It can be difficult for rural schools in Massachusetts to get kids to and from class every day, especially now in muddy season when the snow has melted and the rain begins. WBUR's Carrie Young took a ride on one of the long routes in Coleraine, Massachusetts, which is in the northwestern part of the state.
This is mud and ruts and a mess.
It's just after the school day here at the Coleraine Central School, and bus driver Joanne Dady is about halfway through her route. Standing between her and the next drop-off is a big patch of what she calls greasy mud, the kind her bus can easily get stuck in.
You can see the ruts over here. We've got a steep drop-off with leaves, dirt, trees.
With a firm grip on the wheel, Dady slowly makes her way through, all while making sure the 20 kids on board sit safely in their seats.
Guys, out of the aisle!
Dady also has to contend with what feels like a minefield of potholes on this narrow dirt road.
And this is why we can only go about 15 to 20 miles an hour, because of the bumps. The whole bus would feel like I was trying to shake it a bird if we went any faster.
During the winter months, it's snow and ice that make this route treacherous. Sixth grader Caden Piantanita knows firsthand getting the bus through that can be a team effort.
Two times I've had to bring a bucket of salt down so we could, like, salt under the wheels to try to get it running.
Yes, even the kids on board chip in from time to time to make the commute successful. And while this is all part of a day's work for Dady, it can still be stressful because if she gets stuck on this long route, help could be a ways away. And when conditions are at their worst, she needs a set of backup vans to pick up and take the kids the rest of the way.
Transportation here is a whole different animal.
Michael Bonaconti is the superintendent of the Mohawk Trail Regional School District. He says muddy roads are one of many issues that school leaders face when trying to get their students to and from class in this rugged terrain. And it can get expensive. For example, a bridge along one route is about to be shut down because it's unsafe. School facilities coordinator Robin Pease has to find a fast way around, and soon.
We've talked to parents, and we're trying to give them alternative bus stops to go to so we don't have to add another bus.
The state and district officials don't want kids sitting on buses for too long each day. So if Pease's new route isn't short enough, she'll have to add another one. And that will cost the district about $45,000 a year. All of those extra costs add up to a hefty bill. For Superintendent Bonaconti's district, it's about $1,000 per student per year. That's more than double what the average urban district spends.
And it's a major issue in our annual budgeting process.
Bonaconti adds that pinch has gotten tighter over the last 15 years. This district, like many other rural school systems, have declining enrollment, and fewer students translates to less funding overall from the state.
It impacts how many teachers we can hire, how many textbooks we can buy.
He says he's running out of places to cut. Most of his elementary schools already have just one class per grade. But if they keep getting squeezed, they might have to start combining some grades. And Bonaconti says doing that would shortchange the teachers and the students.
There's a direct impact on our educational programming.
And that's one of the reasons why he and a group of other rural regional school districts are asking lawmakers this session for more state funding, even changes to the state funding formula. The Baker administration says they're considering the proposals. State lawmakers are already weighing proposals to make big changes in school funding across the board. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.